One day, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming with his associates to take their bath in the sea. All of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya saw a mountain made out of sand called Chatak Parvat. He mistook it for Govardhan Hill. Immediately, he started running toward this hill. He was running with the speed of the wind. As he was approaching the hill, within his mind he was remembering the sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is explained how Govardhan Hill is the best of all the devotees of Lord Krishna. Because Govardhan Hill is performing the greatest service to Lord Krishna's devotees. He is providing nice fresh grasses as well as pure clear waters from lakes, waterfalls, and nice refreshing caves for the pleasure of the cows, the cowherd boys, and Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill is always blessed with the lotus footprints of Sri Krishna and Balaram and his associates. Govinda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, tried to run behind him. Similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami and the other devotees, there was a tumultuous sound of concern. Where is Lord Chaitanya going? They all were running and running, trying to catch him. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running as fast as the wind. When he came just to Chatak Parvat, in the ecstasy of love, he became stunned. He stood motionless. Tears began to flood from his eyes like the river Ganges. Every pore of his body was flowing with blood and perspiration. His hairs began to stand on end like the flowers of a kadamba tree. All the eight ecstatic symptoms were manifested on his body. His body began to tremble with waves of ecstasy just like the waves in the ocean. Then Lord Chaitanya fell to the ground unconscious. The devotees caught up with him, and when they saw his condition, besides all of these things, his body had changed to the color pale like that of a conch shell. They became fearful and in great distress. They all gathered around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, loudly chanting Lord Krishna's holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
After a long time of having this kirtan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Hari Bol! He stood up and he looked around. Where have you taken me? Why have you brought me here? I went to Govardhan Hill. There I saw Lord Krishna climbing upon Govardhan Hill. He played upon his flute. He was surrounded by cows. Srimati Radharani and her friends came to meet him. Together, Sri Sri Radha and Shyam Sundar entered into a cave of Govardhan Hill. The gopis personally asked me to pick flowers to offer them. As I was picking these flowers and seeing this beautiful pastime of Govardhan Hill, I heard this tumultuous sound. that have brought me away from that place to here. While the Lord was running, all the devotees were running after him. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also, although they were very aged sannyasis, they were also trying to come. And Bhagavan Acharya, he was lame, but even he was trying to come. As Lord Chaitanya was explaining his ecstatic emotions, Brahmananda Bharati and Paramananda Puri arrived. Lord Chaitanya, out of great, great respect for them, because he considered them his superiors, he came again into very external consciousness. He asked them, "Why have you come to this distant place of Chatak Parvat?" Paramananda Puri replied, "We have come because we wanted to see you dancing." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ashamed. Then they all went to the sea to take their bath. Then they went back to Lord Chaitanya's Gambira and they all took Jagannath's prasad. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! Chatak Parvat is non-different than Govardhan here. By the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would often come here to perform bhajan. His bhajan kutir is here in this nice ashram. He established this temple himself. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Param Guru, appeared here in Jagannath Puri. He especially established this Chatak Parvat Sri Radha Vinod Gaudiya Math, so that devotees from all over the world could come and have a place to worship Lord Chaitanya, who is none different than Radha and Krishna, in this most sacred and holy place. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai! Now we will proceed to Tota Gopinath Temple with Sankirtan procession. Hare Krishna. First we will circumambulate the temple and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami. We will sit. We will see that also. We'll have Kirtan procession too. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Bhajan Kutir, and then we will continue on to Gadadhar Pandit's Tota Gopinath Mandir. Hare Krishna.